All right, Tabor, say let's begin, or I should say let's conclude. We're going to finish up the sixth parak today, Mirat Hashem. He's auditing. So let's begin. So we're on page Nun Vav, the end of the sixth parak of Chovas HaTalmidim. So actually the beginning at the top of the page. Remember again, we're speaking about over here the concept of egocentricity and self-centeredness. And really focusing on the idea that this is a manifestation of arrogance. So here he's speaking about the danger of arrogance, specifically arrogance with one's peers. He's always speaking to the bacher. He's speaking to us. But here you can see his words even more prominent in the context of like students. Why would you raise yourself up? Why would you be arrogant over one another? You have to in life recognize yourself and your friends as beautiful holy angels of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher shalach li olam hazeh lekavsho lema'ano. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent all of us to this world to literally again conquer it, to go ahead and do great things, to accomplish beautiful things. Ru'una Elokei Hashamayim va'aretz b'shem Hashem Tzvakos nikra, kilomar Hashem shalachilos, ve'izachilos yesh la'kodesh baruch hu ba'olam hazeh, asher al shmam nikra. So remember again, we often speak about the concept of Hashem Tzvakos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Lord of hosts. So most of us don't really know what that means. Hosts means an assembly, some larger group. We speak about God as the God, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Lord of a larger group. What larger group are we referring to? So what's interesting is, we often assume that this Tzvakos, Hashem Elokei Tzvakos, the Lord of Hosts, is usually a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to the Malachim, and to the angels. The Piagetzna says not like that. He says, I'll tell you who the Chelos are. Ve'eza Chelos yesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam hazeh. This is so beautiful. Asher Ashimam Nikra. Avazos Ramzalanu Chana B'tfilasa B'shar She'espalala. She'yitein Hashem La'bein. The truth is, we see the answer to this when Chana davened for a son. Remember, Chana is the mother of Shmuel. She comes to the Mishkan to daven for a child, and what does she say? V'izkira b'pam harishona. Hashem Tzivakos B'tfilasa. And remember, in her tefillah, she speaks about Hashem Tzivakos. V'chachaminu zichrono livracha amru. Shekivna b'shem hazeh leimar. That what was Chana saying when she said Hashem Tzvakos, this is so beautiful, God is the Lord of hosts. Ribono shel olam, mikol tzivei tzivaos shebarasa ba'olamcha. Ribono shel olam, out of all the multitudes that you went ahead and you created in your world, this is really so moving. Kasha be'inecha, shetitin li ben echad. Is it so difficult for you to go ahead and give me one son? So we'll say, what do you see from here? You see that this is amazing, that when we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Hashem Tzvakos, the Lord of Hosts, it's not a reference to the angelic multitudes. It's a reference to us. It's a reference to each and every one of us as a member of the Tzvakos, of the assembly, of the multitudes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Chana was saying. You're Hashem Tzvakos. You are the Ribono Shel Olam of every living thing in this world. So out of all the human beings in this world, is it so difficult for you just to give me one son? Is it so difficult for you just to give me one child? So of course, the way the Piagetzans understand this, Rabbi Osei, is this is why we can never, Chas V'Shalom, be arrogant over one another. Because each of us has our place in Hashem Tzvakos. Each of us has our place in the multitudes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true. You know, you have one job, I have a different job, we have different roles, different responsibilities, but we have no right to lord over each other or to be arrogant over one another. Because, or for that matter, to place my needs before your needs or your needs before my needs. We have to be conscious, and we have to be really conscious of one another. No room for arrogance, because we're all part of Hashem Tzvakos. Atem na'are bachuri Yisrael. Tzvakos v'chayalo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu atem. Uben echad mitzvos elu bikshachana. Chana, we are all part. We are all part of the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're all part of the tzvaos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kimo malachav b'marom atem tohori hanefesh lafanav. Es ha'olam lema'ano tich b'shu v'oso yisbarach tamlichu. Our job in this world is to conquer this world. That's our job. We are the assembly. We are the tzvaos. We are, remember again, tzvaos, we translate as multitudes, Hashem Tzvakos. But of course, the shoresh of tzvaos is tzava, is army. We are the army of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What are we here to do? We're here to conquer this world. But look what he writes. He says, lo becherev lo bechanis, but we're not here to conquer with the sword or with the space. He also said, it's actually very interesting. You know, some religions have, as part of their like religious destiny, an actual physical conquering of the world. We don't have that. We don't have that. What we do have is a spiritual conquering of the world. The destiny of Am Yisrael, and when I say spiritual conquering, by the way, this is not converting the world. We have no such destiny. We have no such aspirations. But we have an aspiration is to be an Or LaGoyim, to be a light unto the nations. And to ultimately, again, what model would true spirituality and true Dveikus really means. Rak beruach Hashem asher bekirbechem. Am segula, am kadosh mikem tamidu, va'al yedeichem es oro ya'ir, ve'es ha'ola mikad b'kdusha se'ikadesh. Our job is to illuminate the world with our kedusha. Our job is to sanctify the world with our kedusha. And Abba said, the only way this works is if we do it together. An army, again, it's cliche, but an army only works if you have the generals and the foot soldiers. An army only works if everyone does their own job. And even though, again, one person may get more honor, more accolade, one person may be more prominent than the other, you know, I will say, the general who develops the strategy is no more important than the cook in the kitchen, for one simple reason, which is, if the soldiers don't eat, no one is going to war. Seriously, it's a strange idea. No, that at the end of the day, the cook is just as necessary as the greatest, most incredibly intelligent general. Well, say that's the world. That's the way life works, and it's true for everything. It's true for an army, and it's true for a nation. That's why there's no room for arrogance. That's why there's no room for one person to ever feel superior to another, because we are all necessary. Nick, go to the next paragraph. Atem tamidim tori leif, avu zedzeh. So the Piyajetzna writes, you students who are pure of heart, love each other. Hizaru b'divrei ha-mishnah she'omer. So also, this is so beautiful. And what's amazing about this, by the way, is remember how this started. This the subject of this chapter is mimachalos hayeshus, is the sickness, the illness of self-centeredness and egocentricity. The beauty of what the Piyajetzna is doing, I will say, is he's delving down to the causes. At the end of the day, I suffer from egocentricity and self-centeredness because of arrogance, because I think that I'm better, I think that I'm more important. So the Piyajetzna says, I will say, it's very profound. You can only solve a problem if you're willing to get to the root. So therefore the Piyajetzna says, love each other. This is so beautiful. Be careful with the words of the Mishnah which say that the honor of your friend should be as dear to you as your own. And I will say, this is amazing. You know, some people love their fellow Jew. You know why? Behechrich means what I will say? Because they have to. Because I want to be a good Jew. It's a mitzvah to love my fellow Jew. So I love you. I don't really love you. I just want to fulfill the mitzvah of loving you. So we'll say, really, at the end of the day, I don't love you, I love myself. What does Rebbe say? This is so profound. He says, Ach kevon she'musar ha'mitzuva, hu lahov gam es chavero, machriach es atzmo she'gam es chavero lo yisna. See, Rebbe said, what I try to do is like this. At the end of the day, I love myself. I love myself. Nothing wrong with loving yourself, right? I love myself. And therefore, again, I'm not allowed to, I have to l'reacha kamocha. So what happens? So I push myself to love you. But I don't really love you. Instead, what I do is, I push myself not to hate you. Right? I push myself not to dislike you. And I will say, the absence of dislike or hatred, we often translate as love. Right? Okay, there's two states. I hate you or I love you. So if I don't hate you, Baruch Hashem, then what? Then what? Then it must be that I love you. So again, first of all, I just want to point out, this is a maila in and of itself, right? This is definitely a step. The problem is, says the Piyajetzna, we often go ahead and stop there. He says, "Ukimo b'toras nedava, yitin me'avas atzmo eze mashu gam l'chaveiro." If that's all it is, if all it is that I love myself, and therefore again, I don't want to commit an avera, and therefore again, halacha lemaisa, I'm going to go ahead and avoid hating you, but I don't really love you, then we'll say, that's not love. We'll say, turn to the next page, Nunzai, we're going to finish the parak. Avaschem, Tia mipnei shetheidu v'tiskeru sha'atem kulchem shluchei Hashem. The Bible says you love your fellow Jew. Do you know why? Because you recognize we're all Hashem tzevaos. We are all shluchei Hashem. The Bible says every single person has a role to play. Every single person has a place. Every single person ultimately goes in and has a job. Ve'in kol echad mikem yachol lomar. And the Bible says no one could ever say ani liatzmi v'chaveri tafel shebetfele me. I'm important. Mechaber, not so much. Not so much, right? You can't say that. Shum davar lo bachem tala, rak b'mishaleach eschem asher marom. They will say, each of us has a mission. We don't determine that mission. We don't choose that mission. That mission is conferred upon us by none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ava atem b'chol kochachem ta'avdu b'elokeichem Hashem tzivako shelachem. We'll say our job is with all of our might to go ahead and serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Es kol echad ve'echad mikem ya'alev yigadol bein beruchnius bein begufnius kifi avodoso umidas anvesunuso. Kadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead and raise us up and endow us with strength, spiritual strength, physical strength, spiritual blessing, material blessing, in accordance with the amount of effort we put in and the amount of humility we exhibit. And we see this all the time. We see people who are, this is an incredible statement, who are filled with incredible potential. Incredible potential. Do we not see this every single day? People who are filled with the most incredible potential, but because of their arrogance, remain in shiflus. Because of their arrogance, fail to self-actualize. Filled with so much potential, but because of arrogance, fail to launch. He goes on, v'lo od, ela af bigodol shekvar zoch liyos tam tchocham, amru chachamin lezichron livracha, e megiz daitu HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo. And what we see is, even if after a person becomes great, right? Even if after they do, quote unquote, self-actualize, if they fall prey to the midah of arrogance, the arrogance brings them down. And I will say, how many people do we see that were humble in their youth and become great in their older age? So I will say, with this, we conclude this parak. And what's amazing, I will say, first of all, say to yourself, like, what a zuchus. It's like, sometimes I have to pinch myself because it feels like, feels like a dream to get to learn the Piagetznas Torah, to get to learn Torah from such a pure and such a healing source like the Rebbe. And I must say, understand that the sickness, the illness of egocentricity and self-centeredness, at the end of the day, I must say, really comes from a feeling of superiority over others, and ultimately comes from a feeling of arrogance. And I will say that arrogance is what weighs us down. Because ultimately, again, if I am plagued by arrogance, I can't see the good in the other. If I can't see the good in the other, I will say, then you know what? I can't be part of the army. Can't be part of the army. You can't be part of the army if you don't appreciate the general on the hilltop, right? As well as the cook in the kitchen. You can't become great in the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you don't appreciate the place and the role of every single person. But if you're able to go ahead and avoid the arrogance, appreciate the good in the other, you're able to appreciate the good in yourself as well, and then you're able to rise to the greatest of heights. We have the schus to begin the seventh parak, and Emirat Hashem tomorrow morning. Shkoyach.